The best science we have indicates that in order to keep global temperatures from rising 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, there needs to be global reductions of greenhouse gases between 40 and 60% by 2030, with a goal of reaching net zero global emissions by 2050. So with all of that said, what priority will your administration place on mitigating the impacts of man-made climate change, and what will you do about it?
Climate change is real, but you don't have to take my word for it. Ask any farmer here in Kentucky, or ask the U.S. military, which is preparing for it each and every day. So what we have to do is continue to work to diversify the way that we create energy here in Kentucky, including as many renewables as possible, because we don't know where the next breakthrough is going to go and where it's going to come, and we don't want to be pigeonholed in all of that. At the same time, we've got to do it in a responsible way so that we don't price the poorest of the poor out of their electricity. Now, I know that you also cover the PSC and cases in front of it. And as Attorney General, I've had to fight every single day to ensure that those who struggle to put food on the table or buy medicine don't lose their electricity. You know, we fought Kentucky Power in eastern Kentucky, where they have the highest electric rates in the state and some of the highest in the country in one of the poorest areas. And it becomes very real to you when multiple families are at every event that don't have power. I believe as Attorney General that I can do both, having understood and fought to cut more than $1.5 is where we nearly are, $1 billion, off requested rate increases. I believe we can move forward in a responsible way for the environment and a responsible way for our families.